The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning and welcome, Paper Radio News Hour, Joe and Jason on this Thursday, and it's starting to heat up here in the Valley of the Sun. A lot of allergies going around right now. I know for me, my voice is a little scratched up here as, I don't know, something's in the air, but I'm going to say this. We've been telling you, wait till today for silver. Today is going to be your day. We're going to go right in the next segment. We are going to start the Silver Spectacular here. You're going to get several opportunities to buy silver below spot and buy silver below cost and all of those things coming up in the next segment. So be ready for that. It's going to be first come, first serve. I'm just saying that right now. First come, first serve. That's coming up in the next segment. Our toll-free number, write it down if you don't have it memorized. 800-951-0592. The website, allamericangold.com. And again, a massive silver sale coming up next. The opportunity to buy, you know, when you can buy anything below spot, you do it, right? Anything below cost, right, you do it. Anything right next to cost, yeah, you do it. We're going to have all of that coming up in the next segment. Now, it is Thursday. We did get jobless claims. You know my rule on jobless claims. 210,000. I don't care who announces layoff. 210,000. It was 212. So, fine. I don't know. Maybe. I guess. So, 212,000. Nothing to write home about. About the same that it's been pretty much all year. It's crazy. I've been doing this a long time. Jobless claims don't normally work that way, but apparently now, Jason, apparently they do. You 200 and illegal, some thousand. Yeah.
Illegal immigrant employment, that's what that is. We got full employment with illegal immigrant employment. I think that's what balanced that number off. That's just, I'm thinking 210,000 is a standard, regular market first-time claims for jobless, you know, and so I don't think we're going to get above that until, I guess, we have actual full employment with whatever means necessary, right, Joe? And with the inflation going up, I think there's just going to be a lot more layoffs and replacing them with cheaper labor. I mean, that's what I think a lot of companies won't say out loud, but I think that's what they're doing, and I think that's what balanced this number, Joe.
We did have existing home sales today. Not good, especially because it's March. You know, March, April, May, those are like the big one. March, April, May, throw June in there. Down 4.3%, worse than expected. And then, of course, guess what? The price went up. The median price, so this is going to be the lower of the two prices, just under $400,000. The average price was approaching, you know, $500,000. Sales were down just about everywhere. I think they're up just a little bit in the Northeast. Big drop in sales in the West. Supply getting better. There's 14.5% more homes on the market this March than last March. Still not a lot. 3.2 month supply at the current pace. And it looks like we're going to have a number below 4 million homes sold this year. I mean, because even, you know, this is the good times. They seasonally adjusted it to 4.1. This should be a number right now where we should be close to 6, 5, you know, not a good start. And again, look at what interest rates have done in April. I'm going to imagine April's not much better, Jason. Because listen, with these types of prices, right, people just can't afford to buy it.
Right. Right. Well, and we don't know exactly what the Fed's looking at. And if they do lower rates, which I think is still kind of in the air, what they're going to do for sure. But if they do lower the rates a little bit, there might be a little flood into buying homes thinking this is our last shot. There might be a lot of people that might jump in. This is our last shot. If the Fed was just, say, have one or two rate cuts, for whatever ridiculous reason they would do that for. But if they do that, I guess that would probably pull those numbers up, Joe, but I think it would be temporary because then once the rates go back up, you're going to get worse than the 4 million number next time.
Yeah, and home prices up 5% year over year. By the way, that's no shocker. Highest price ever for the month of March as far as the median home prices go. So I guess Janet Yellen, though, don't worry, because remember Janet Yellen a few weeks ago, well, maybe it was a month ago now, she told you, oh, don't worry, shelter's going to come down, right? Well, why? Well, I don't, you know, just because I said so. That's why. We don't see that anywhere in the data whatsoever as far as home prices go. My wife and I were driving down the road the other day, and there's this big billboard out at this housing development, and it says, why rent? Why rent? Prices from the low $600,000, right? That was the billboard sign. And I just
we've got a couple like that down here. I mean, right? Yeah. I have a question. The average home price versus the median home price, is this one of the biggest gaps between the two numbers you've ever seen? I'm wondering. I'm have a feeling that that's going to be getting bigger and bigger. Those two numbers.
That's a great question. I don't see that in the data, but yes. So this is a number that's, well, and again, right? Because you take the $100 million sale, and it drives those numbers way up. But yeah, you know, you think about it, what are we, close to 6 now, maybe 700 cities now where you can't even buy a house for less than $1 million? Yeah, don't worry. It'll come down eventually sometime. I don't know when. Take the Radio News Hour. Get ready. The Silver Spectacular is going to start. 951-0592, Joe and Jason here on this Thursday. The Dow's up 300. So maybe an up day for the Dow. We'll see. It's early. The S&P's up 30. The Nasdaq's up 87. I wish I knew why. I don't know. There's nothing spectacular out there. The 10-year note 4.63. Crude oil, I guess. Crude oil has been down because Israel hasn't responded. So I guess we'll take that as a positive. $82, I guess, is that. That's down now, I guess, $82. Gold had a wild ride. So gold yesterday, remember yesterday, we're all day. I said 2385 to 2395. Now right now, gold's up 10 at 2381. But it had, in the aftermarket, it kind of fell and then came roaring back today. The London markets, gold's up like 20 or something. But the price is the same here. Gold's just hanging out. 2381 and just waiting, you know, we can say, okay, what's the next leg up, right? I think Jason's kind of nailing here. Get ready for June now. Get ready for June. A bunch of stuff coming in June as well. Silver up today as well. The dollar a little mixed today, but it's all about the Japanese yen. Waiting now. I think the market's going to force currency intervention. And the problem with currency intervention by the Japanese Central Bank, they have to sell treasury. They got to sell dollars. That's what intervention is. So get ready for that coming as well. Get diversified here. We keep trying to tell you. Do you see it yet? Do you feel it? Right? I know you do. Right? We're going to have this election. It's going to be absolute chaos, as we've said, but it's what comes after. Look at the Fed's already failing. They just won't say they're failing. It's too bad that the inflation has stopped going down, right? Well, no, it's actually going up, right? Get diversified here. Check out our friends. You've heard of them. We've been talking about them forever. Why refi? It's so great. You know what? Investing in something for the greater good, too. You know, you feel good about it. Up to 10.25% fixed rates of return, not correlated to Wall Street. You know, it's just something. You got to have a minimum of $50,000, but something that you can set aside whatever amount you choose. And say, hey, I don't have to worry about that part of my portfolio. I'm going to ride out the next 5 years, or I'm going to ride out the next year and see how it goes, or maybe 2 years, see how it goes. They get great fixed rates of return. You'll know what it is every single month. InvestYRefy.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Or just call them at 888-YREFI-24. I'm going to give our number again, 800-951-0592 right now. The May contract for silver, $28.50 right now. You think about next May, right? Oh, it's already well above 30. We're heading, I'll say this. I'll consider it lucky if we don't have $40 silver in 2025, that'll be lucky. And I think silver's going to run all of this year and into next year. But as I promised, we told you yesterday, if you wanted to buy silver, wait for today. Here's the first two items. Both of these are under spot. You heard me right. The melt value of the silver is more or is less, right? The spot price is more than what it is. So, right, if you took a blow chart, you're already making money the second you buy it. We've got 70 rolls of 40% Kennedys. So, you know, we sell a lot of utility silver here. And we sell pre-1965, 1964 and older. Those are 90% silver. They took all the silver out of the dimes and the quarters after 1964. But from 1965 to 1968, and I think even so maybe into 1970 on a few of them, the Kennedys, they made them with 40% silver, and then they got rid of them. And then they said, okay, never mind, that's a bad idea. Let's get all the silver out of it. We're going to sell them in rolls of 20. Each roll has 2.958 ounces of silver. So round it up, call it 3 ounces of silver. They're $75 a roll. $75 a roll. That is, I'll do the math for you. That's like $3 plus under spot on these 40% Kennedy half dollar rolls. We've got 70 of them, and that is all that we have. We've got 20. Hold on, Jason. We got 20 10-ounce silver bars at $275. That's a dollar under on these silver bars. And, Jason, these are these who
Engelhard poured bars. Engelhard poured bars. Some of the most popular silver bars out there, if there's such a thing as collectible bars. I have a customer that I haven't called yet that probably if I get that phone call out after the show, they'll probably buy all of them. But we thought since we got 20 of them, let's get them out to our customers if they want them.
Right. So there you have it. Those are the first two items.
And how much are those bars again? 28?
$275.
$275. Wow. Okay.
That's a dollar under melt, right? That's a dollar under spot for Engelhard poured silver bars. We have 20 of those. The 70 rolls of Kennedy 40%. That's the buy of a lifetime. $75. I wanted to say 8. I wanted to do 80. Jason's like, no, that math's too hard. Let's do 75. So
yeah,
like,
two rolls, 150. Four rolls, 300. You know, four rolls right. At 80. It's like, well, 320. The math gets a little fuzzy for the guys that want to buy a bunch of rolls. It gets easier to compute. So we dropped it another $5. And just to let you know, I was looking at one of the big internet sites which had the price on these lower yesterday. They really boosted. These are the big internet sites. On these 40% silver halves, they're $88.84 for the roll before the taxes and the shipping. So you're way, way, way under on these anywhere else in the country. This is the cheapest 70 rolls of 40% silver. And literally, like Joe said, you could, if you wanted to melt it and pull the silver out and put the copper somewhere else, you would be ahead on the silver. So it's an amazing special, and the phones are ringing. So Joe's got to pick up a phone. We are a little bit short-staffed, so be very, very patient on the phones.
Yeah, I got my wife here. Brittany's here. All the lines are lit up right now, so you're probably going to get voicemail if you're trying to call right now. Keep trying. If we sell through these, we'll go to the next item on the list. But I'll let you guys know when the lines are open so you can call again. But right now, we've got all lines open. Citigroup. So we've been talking about all these guys raising their gold forecast and all of these things. Citigroup, who 2 months ago said their most outlying prediction was $3,000 gold in 2025. We've got a line open if you want to get in. They now say $3,000 gold by 2025 is now the most likely scenario, which just tells you probably going to be 4,000, Jason, right? I mean, this was, you know, they were talking about $2,000 gold a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it's really hard to predict the price point, but I've been, and Joe and I both, we've been predicting the upward movement of gold last year. We said March. We also said 2024. It was very obvious to me that the going up was going to happen. Now with the price move we've been seeing, Joe, at the beginning of this year, going from, you know, a record high of 2050 gold several times over the last few years to just blowing up to we've kind of settled at the moment at 2350. That's $300. With all of the inflation indicators, Joe, 4,000 is obviously on the table. But I won't say 4,000 because there's just so many things that can happen. It could be 8,000 gold. You know, the gold market could get overbought. They stall the gold market like they did nickel 2 years ago, and then it reopens, and suddenly it's $8,000. However, if you want to be conservative, I think it's very possible that by Independence Day, July 4th, we could see $2,800 gold on that by that time. It just depends on these factors of everybody. It's just a lot of world players, Joe, right, that are doing, you know, that news you gave us about China taking that contract in gold instead of treasury. When you're taking payment in gold, arbitrage is happening. You know, the East wants to buy it over here out of the COMREX, and then they get in, you know, like for silver, for example, they buy it over here and they sell it over there for $3 more. They're making money every time they buy from here. So at some point, there's not going to be metals here. And so the gold price and the silver price has to go up. That's why it's kind of easy for me to predict $300-$400 more in a few months. And then Joe says 4,000. Yeah, next year it could be. Who knows? Who knows if it blows up, Joe?
Here's the things that I'm looking at. And silver, $40 silver, I think is, like I said, I think we'll be lucky if we don't have it by next year. Because there's no inventory, the supply. India now has become such a huge player. But let's not forget Japan, who's never been a gold or silver buyer, ever, really. All of a sudden, listen, their currency is collapsing. And what happens when they have to intervene, they have to sell dollars. That's how they do it. They got to make the dollar weaker so their currency can have strength. And they're gonna dump treasuries. Now, right now, listen, Japan, all last year was dumping. They've been buying treasuries again, but we know, hey, they've gotta dump them. Get ready for them to start dumping. China just, it's incredible how fast China's now selling. Last month, $23 billion of treasuries sold by China, and almost all of that seems like it's going into this gold market. And the hard part here, Jason, is when we're looking at the demand, it's not, maybe, you know what, A lot of people say, well, you know, gold at this price, it's kind of slowed down here in the United States. It's on a record pace over in Asia. Almost every Asian country now, everybody's flocking into gold, and the amounts are overwhelming. We've never been, you know, the huge consumer in gold and silver. The Europeans, I mean, we move the market a little bit. You know, we like to control the paper markets. But what's happening now, which is brand new, is the Asian markets are forcing the physical delivery, and it's changed the entire marketplace. This is why you have like Citigroup coming out saying, well, remember 2 months ago when we said our wild prediction was $3,000 gold in 2025? Well, that's now our most likely. Right? Silver. I already told you, silver's been hanging above 28 here. It's going to be in the 30s very, very quickly. There's no doubt in my mind. And like I said, lucky if it's only 40 next year.
It could hit 40 in the next few months. It all just depends on factors, right, Joe? We could be looking at the election and silver's at 45 to 50. You know, you just don't know. But you can really just, you know, read the tea leaves, so to speak, and see that price action is pushing higher. Gold and pushing that $300 as fast as it did, that's not saying that, oh, well, we're just going to drop off a cliff. It's not 2011 when it went up really steeply and then came down really steeply. That's not what this is. If the Fed was happy with inflation, if inflation really wasn't what it is, and the Fed's going to drop the rates a whole bunch, maybe all the way down to zero again. Okay, maybe gold would come down, right, Joe? I don't see dropping the rates down to zero.
No.
It's not going to happen.
We'll be back. By the way, I'll get a new count. The phones are finally lit up here, but we'll be right back with more. We got more Silver Spectacular. Don't worry. We'll be back. 9510592. Here's what we have on our Silver Spectacular. We have 7 poured 10-ounce Engelhardt bars left at $275 a bar. So that's 27. That's a dollar below spot. You know, essentially, right? May contract right now $28.50. We only have 16. Rolls of the 40% Kennedys left at $75, right? That's $25.35, by the way, on a 40% Kennedy with spot silver at $28.50. We only have 16 of those left. I'm going to throw a new item out here for you. So if you've ordered already and now you want some more with this one, don't be afraid to add to it. I've got 25 Morgan and Peace rolls. So they're assorted Peace and 1921 Morgan dollars. And these are like right at cost at $595. These are assorted Morgan and 1921 Morgan and Peace dollar rolls. It's kind of like a mixture there. I've only got 25 of those. Take advantage. These are well below where anybody else is at in the silver markets today. 800-951-0592. That's what you need to call. All lines are open right now. So take, you know, you see an opportunity, go for it.
And the Morgan and Peace dollars are always, I think, kind of the cool silver, right? You know, if anybody that watches any cinema, the Old West, you see these Morgans. Now, of course, these aren't the old ones, but it's the same diameter, same weight. It's the same coin. You know, America and even until almost the 1960s, but definitely all the way through the 30s and 40s, people were spending these. These were dollars. This is what you bought stuff with, right, Joe? You could go, I mean, what could you buy with a dollar in 1935 when they were finishing the Peace dollars, right? And so to get them at a very, very cheap price, because usually when we get these, we either get nice ones, and there are several hundred dollars per roll higher than this at the current price. Even just a regular sale on these would be at least $100 a roll more. So This is a good way to get in and get 1921 Morgans and 1922. Most of these would be probably 1922 through 1926 peace dollars, the more common dates. But I don't search these. If there's something, if there's some gem that's in any of this stuff, I don't search these. They're just too much stuff for me to go through to look right. through this stuff. But there's these are cool coins. They're not a whole ounce of silver. They're like 0.77 something ounces of silver, more than 3/4 of an ounce of silver. That's we're pricing it as close as we can to that, because silver dollars just carry a high premium because they're that popular. It's a very popular coin,
very
even the
popular.
Commons.
Very, so very, very popular.
$5.95 a roll, Joe. That's pretty good.
$5.95 a roll. We got two lines open. So whether you want the Kennedys, whatever's left on the Kennedys, whatever's left on the Engelhards, or now the Morgan and Peace, get on the horn here. 800-951-0592. I don't know. Maybe this is why our government wants to ban TikTok. Have you seen the latest viral TikTok? It was some gal in Boston who went to Whole Foods and bought an Apple. Yes, not an Apple watch or an Apple phone. No, an Apple, right? The Apple that you eat. One. She went to the checkout. She put it on put it on the scale. $7 for an Apple.
No.
So she said, oh my gosh, I must have done something wrong. Right? And she called the person over. And they said, nope, it was a sugar bee apple. She's holding it in her hand and just, it's an apple. And they assured her, nope, that's right. They are $3.99 a pound, and apparently that apple weighed a little over a pound.
Two pounds,
$7,
right?
$7, right?
Oh, a little less than 2 pounds on the apple, I guess.
A little
it's a
less
big
than
apple.
2 pounds, yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, organic. I eat organic apples.
It was organic.
Yeah.
Right?
But unfortunately, I'm not paying that much. Holy cow! Is that what's coming our way? $7 apples. I mean, how much was the first Apple computer compared to that? Back in the 70s or early 80s, how much was an Apple computer? I mean, holy cow, $7 for an Apple. Imagine she had to buy a bag of those,
family. I don't know. That had to be a pretty dang big apple is all I'm saying. A 2 pound apple.
It's a very small dollar. It's a very small dollar is what I'm hearing. It's a very small dollar. That's what I'm hearing, Joe. That is crazy.
I mean, but even this, $4 a pound, right? Now, granted, it's the organic one, right? I guess you could buy a bag of apples from Walmart with all the pesticides on it for that. But, this is stuff that people are finally like, oh my God, I can't believe what things are costing. And then it was Doug Casey. He probably listens to this show because he had a big article out talking about, hey, you're going to own nothing in America and like it. I mean, that's what's coming. Things are getting so expensive. It makes sense that for the majority of people, how can I afford to live? Right? Why rent when you can buy for the low $600,000? I mean, how much money do you have to make to afford a $600,000 home with rates where they're at?
Man, I'm just going to go plant some apple trees.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Right?
My parents, probably, hopefully they're listening. Maybe we need to get someone in there to, because they got a few acres of land they're not doing anything with. Maybe we need to get someone in there to share the profit and plant us a little orchard in the little 5 acres they got in the back there.
Well, why do I get the feeling that the farmer is not getting the big prices right for the apple? But I thought that was pretty funny stuff. That's probably why they want to get rid of TikTok. And then how about go to our website today, the Aiden sisters. Legendary. These two sisters have been in these commodity markets forever. And I don't want to go here, but it's worth mentioning. They're talking about 20,000 plus gold, Jason, and saying, listen, That's not crazy talk. This is one of the things that we talk about. We mentioned silver. We've mentioned like cocoa prices and remember what happened with zinc. Now they're saying, Jason, there's a problem in the tin market. Almost every week, there's another problem in some other market. And when this problem goes into the gold or silver market, like you said, you'll wake up one day and all of a sudden the price is double, triple, right? Four times what it was the day before. I don't know, but it's a pretty interesting interview. If you want to go to allamericangold.com, check it out, see what they have to say. We'll be back after the break. Phone lines are open. Get that silver while you can. 800-951-0592. The silver spectacular here. We have three 10-ounce bars left. That's it at $275. The Kennedy rolls, I think we have six. That's it. That's all that's left. They're only $75, the 40% Kennedy rolls at $75. The Morgan and Peace dollars already. We only got 18 of those left. They're at $5.95. These are just ridiculous deals. Take advantage. Put them away. Stack them away. Buying, you know, especially when you're talking about the silver bars and the Kennedys, those are below spot. I mean, that's just crazy. And the Morgan Peace dollars, I mean, that's like, you know, cost at $595. So 10-ounce silver bars, there's only a couple left. $275. The Kennedy rolls, only a few of those left at $75. And then the Morgan and Peace, they're 1921 Morgan and Peace dollars mixed in together. You're going to get some of each. It rolls a 20, $595. And all right, phones are ringing again. So if you want to jump in, you got to do it now. 800-951-0592. And here we go, Jason. Reuters is now reporting that the United States, Japan, and South Korea, now I'm not watching the South Korean currency, but are apparently agreed to consult closely on foreign exchange markets, kind of like another Plaza Accord, as these Asian currencies, Jason, are unwinding. And again, the United States knows. What does that mean when they talk about currency intervention? That means they sell dollars. Well, how do countries sell dollars? Well, they sell treasuries. That's how they sell dollars. And of course, as we know, we're already having a hard time selling all the treasuries we need to sell. And so now, Jason, it looks like they're going to work with the U.S. and we'll tell, okay, today, go ahead and dump them today and we'll make sure that somebody scoops them up. And again, I think this is going to continue to push gold and silver higher. I mean, this is just the problem with fiat money, isn't it?
You know, yeah, the United States, through the Federal Reserve, has the world reserve currency, but it also means we have the world reserve inflation. You know, some nations, we hear these nations, oh, they have this, oh, Zimbabwe is going to hyperinflation. That didn't happen to us because Zimbabwe didn't affect our inflation. But since the dollar is the international currency, when there's inflation on our currency, this is what's making these foreign countries nervous. Our inflation is transferred over to them using the dollars. So you know, this is a worldwide problem, this inflation. That's a very likely reason why we're seeing the moves in the markets we're having, Joe.
Yeah. The stronger the dollar gets, right, because, well, we have the biggest printing press, right, the more inflation Japan has, the more inflation Korea has, the more inflation China, India, right, the more inflation pretty much everybody else in the world has. And now it's gotten to the point, Jason, like I said, I mean, the Japanese currency, it hasn't been this weak since the 90s, and it doesn't look like it's letting up.
If you go to the U.S. debt clock, you know, and Joe was talking about these astronomically high prices, like $20,000 for gold. And this number has moved around. I think the U.S. debt clock has tried to figure out better ways to calculate it. So the way they're doing this is dollars to gold ounces and dollars to silver ounces is the M2 money supply over the last 5 years or the last 10 years divided by ounces of available silver and gold. So, I mean, your ounces of silver that are stuck in someone's solar panels aren't there. And it's pretty scary with silver. Silver's only 8 to 1, Joe, on this. 8 to 1. It's $1,550. That would be the price of silver if it was in contrast to dollars in the M2 money supply last 5 years. Gold is $12,611 last 5 years averaged. And just to show you why people think silver is going to blow up, if things become unhinged in these controlled markets, then the market will simply price these things in. This is why you have guys saying $20,000 gold and $1,000 silver, because if markets become unhinged, then the markets will just take over and price things in exactly where they should be. I don't think the world system is completely out of control. I don't think it's going to be completely broken. I think it's being transformed. It's being reset. And because of that, you're going to do really well in gold and silver. Are we going to see $12,000 gold? I would say very likely not. I just don't think the world is completely fractured in a way that we're going back to caveman days. It's just not going to happen. But, Joe, $4,000 gold, like you said earlier, $6,000, $8,000 gold, it can happen very, very easily. And silver at $1,500, I don't really see that. But I could see silver at $100, $200, sure. $400. Very, very possible. So when you're buying the stuff we're selling today below spot, this is one of those things that you could just say, well, when everything was going crazy in 2024, there was one day where they were selling this stuff below spot and I grabbed it. You know, that's grab those silver dollars, man. I mean, grab those, you know, those, back when America was sensible, back in the 30s and the 20s, grab some dollars and you could say that. They used to have these when America made sense. America stopped making sense after the 30s, and they didn't make these anymore. It's a coincidence, Joe.
Yeah, even the Beige Book, this is the 12 central banks, they pull the businesses, and they're saying weak discretionary spending, but yet retail sales didn't say. Of course, that was all seasonally adjusted. They're saying consumer price sensitivity remains elevated. Tourism, yeah. Only modest improvement. Autos, only improvements with deep discounts. Otherwise, no, nothing happened in there. Manufacturing was in decline. Bank lending in decline. That's another problem for banks, too. Non-residential construction, flat. Commercial real estate leasing continuing to fall. Again, I don't know, man. This is one of those things where we were going to find out how far could we push the debt bubble before it finally came home to roost. And I think we're getting pretty close. Final segment coming up. 800-951-0592, Joe and Jason, the Silver Spectacular. That's it for the silver bars. Those are gone. I think there may be maybe one or two rolls of Kennedy's left. There's a handful of these Morgan & Peace dollar rolls. $595. Jump on it, 800-951-0592. Gold's up 10 here, 2382. Silver right now, off the highs, but right now, 2845, on May silver right now as the Dow's up about 200 points right now as it looks like the United States has agreed, to currency interventions by the Japanese and the Koreans. So once again, that is going to be more treasuries on the markets. China getting rid of treasuries at a blistering pace, over $20 billion a month. Now, China's down to 700, I want to say like $770 billion. That's it. That's almost half of where they were a few years back. Now, doesn't mean that the rest of the world isn't buying some treasuries. There is. The problem is the amount that's being held by foreigners continues to be a smaller and smaller percentage because we're issuing so much more debt now that even when they say, oh, well, foreigners, it's an all-time record high, but not really percentage-wise. It's actually getting worse. And now, Jason, it looks like we're going to have multiple countries intervening in their currencies, which means more selling of treasuries, which I hate to say, it got to be, right? Rates go higher. That's just what happens.
There's always one place you can spend your dollars. You can always spend them in America, right, Joe? You know, and if all those dollars start coming home from foreign countries, plus the treasuries that even locals here, banks or whatnot, that don't, you know, they don't want, if they want to get them off their books, that will force this inflation into, you know, a parabolic state. You know, this is where, you know, the term hyperinflation will come in. And we don't know if we're heading into that. I mean, some people are, I'm sure there's a lot of whispers of hyperinflation, Joe, going around at this point in time, right, with all these occurrences. When gold shoots off $300, the hyperinflation talk, which I haven't heard anyone, nobody wants to say it, do they, Joe? No, we've talked about it for years about how it could happen. And now when it actually seems like there's a good chance it's happening right in front of us, people are just, they don't really want to speak about it, do they, Joe? It's a little scary.
No, they just, oh, well, darn it. Darn it, the data just didn't come in as good as we were hoping, right? But don't worry, you know, we've still got time, right? Now this is like just flashbacks of them talking about transitory inflation. This is nothing more than wishful thinking. I don't know what these guys are thinking. Look at housing. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw housing starts. I didn't share that number. Complete collapse. Well, if you're not going to sell any houses, well, what happened? Well, we'll build less, right? And this is happening. I don't know. This whole thing to me, Jason, is it's a fool's game. Anybody that wants to sit there with money in their bank accounts and thinks their 401k is going to go up 20% every year, they got a rude awakening coming. And now all of a sudden, right, everybody, the whole world, the whole fiat world is having issues with inflation. 800-951-0592. Get the last of the silver.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.